Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The right fielder, Casey Blake. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shin-Soo Chu. Batting sixth. The DH, Kevin Kouzmanoff. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hector Luna. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Inglot. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Andy Marte. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Iguchi. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Alex Cintron. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blake moves to second. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Garko strikes out. Two outs. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iguchi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Inglot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tadahito Iguchi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Iguchi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Iguchi. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Iguchi steals second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dye strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Iguchi moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierzynski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kouzmanoff hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Kouzmanoff reaches second base with a double. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Luna hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Joe Englert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Englert is hit by the pitch. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cintron hits a pop-up towards short. Luna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tadahito Egoshi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Tadahito Egoshi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Egoshi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Egoshi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Podsednik scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Egoshi moves to third. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blake strikes out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cintron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 0 for 1 in the game. Chu hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Chu reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kouzmanoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kouzmanoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Luna is 0-for-1 in the game. Luna hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Chu scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Inglot is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Inglot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Slocum now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 1-strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Igoshi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Igoshi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Igoshi reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blake, who is chasing the ball. Dye reaches third base with a triple. Igoshi scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Tomy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tomy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Inglot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dye scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 0-strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tomy moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tomy moves to third. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a pop-up towards short. Luna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Uribe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cintron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cintron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Podsednik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cintron moves to third. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Igoshi is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Igoshi hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garko is 0 for 2 in the game. Garko hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kousmanoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kousmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dye is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dye hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierzynski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edward Mujica now pitching. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cintron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cintron hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pierzynski moves to second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Podsednik is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Podsednik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pierzynski moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Igoshi is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Igoshi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ross Glode now playing first base. Chris Stewart now catching. Boone Logan now pitching. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Luna is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Luna strikes out. One out. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Inglot is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Inglot hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Andy Marte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. Marte takes first base on ball 4. Inglot moves to second. Franklin Gutierrez pinch hits for Grady Sizemore. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Inglot moves to third. Marte moves to second. Brandon McCarthy now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Blake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Inglot scores. Marte moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. It's 10-2, White Sox. Kelly Shopak pinch hits for Victor Martinez. Kelly Shopak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Shopak takes first base on ball 4. Marte scores. Gutierrez moves to third. Blake moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garko is 0-for-3 in the game. Garko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Blake scores. Shopak moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Dustin Hermanson now pitching. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi fields it and throws to second for the out. Shopak moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kousmanoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kousmanoff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, White Sox. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Luna is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Luna hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Luna reaches second base with a double. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Inglot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Inglot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cintron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Franklin Gutierrez now playing center field. Kelly Shopak now catching. Matt Miller now pitching. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dye is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Glode hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mike McDougall now pitching. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cintron fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Fernando Cabrera now pitching. Chris Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe strikes out. Two outs. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cintron hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shopak strikes out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garko hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Thornton now pitching. Jason Michaels pinch hits for Shinsu Chu. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Michaels strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.